Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
So we're going to dive into PMI here in just a second. A positive, a minus, and interesting. But we've already been going back and forth with Knick-Knack this morning. It is the time of year where, you know, all the Christmas bills start hitting and the credit cards are looking horrible right now. Yeah. Oh, my goodness, they look bad.
Help
right
me.
Now.
Yeah.
I was like, how much is on each one of these?
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to pay for plates yesterday on the old truckster. So that was like $600.
Mm-hmm.
So that hit. And then some various other things. We're redoing our office and stuff. So she went out and bought a new desk, and that's hitting on the credit card. And it's like, good God, make it stop.
So he's all at once, huh?
We're bleeding money right now. So I asked her yesterday, I was like, God, when do the credit cards close? I was like, good night. I am done. I am tapped out. Well, this morning, woke up to a couple more charges that alerted us on one of our cards from Amazon. Ding, 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 you
mm-hmm.
know. I hate it because it goes right to her phone.
Yeah, she's the first one who sees
she's
it, huh?
First, she's like, another 100 to Amazon? Another 50 to Amazon? Another Amazon? She's like, what is going on? What are all these charges? I was like, I don't know. Maybe our Prime membership is renewing, which it did.
Okay.
Some various other Amazon things were hitting. She's like, but they're still coming in. I was like, what is all this? So she's texting me this morning. She's like, you got to look this up. She's like, I want to make sure nobody's got our account, nobody's stealing stuff, blah, 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 blah. I wrote back, I go, oh, no. I know what it is.
What is it?
I think we all know.
I don't.
Can I read the message she sent back?
Yeah.
Bleep it out.
She says, oh, great, more He-Man.
Yep.
Blank.
Okay.
Yep.
S-word.
Oh.
I mean, I was leaning
she's
that
pissed.
Way.
So here's the problem.
Quit buying dolls.
It's just landing at unfortunate times. These charges were from roughly 6 months ago when there were some Amazon exclusives dropping, some Amazon collaborations with Mattel and He-Man, where things were being only released on Amazon. So I pre-ordered a bunch of stuff thinking, it'll be fine in 6 months. No big deal. Nobody's going to even notice.
This is hilarious.
So here we are this morning. All those pre-sales, all those reservations from 6 months ago are hitting on the worst possible time.
They did that on purpose.
They sure did. Yeah.
So, yes, honey. I didn't tell her what they were. I just messaged back and I was like, just listen to the show today.
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
So, yes, publicly, yes, honey, it is more He-Man. I'm sorry. It was 6 months ago.
I'm sure she knew that, though. She's like,
she immediately said,
it.
More He-Man is. Yeah. You guys, they're exclusive only
I
to
mean,
Amazon.
You know what?
Limited release Castle Grayskull.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
It's pretty neat. It's like this green color. Anyway.
Once it hits the secondary market, Knick-Knack, it's way more expensive,
The prices are going to explode.
They will.
We're gonna retire so early because of all this.
If he ever lets them go.
I know.
I will never let him go. So I just want to publicly acknowledge my wife's text message, and I told her I would talk about it today on the show and let her know what's up, and that is what's up. Our card was not stolen.
Okay.
It was me.
Hundreds on.
It was me.
He-Man stuff.
Josh kind of had a funny, unique experience with Amazon today, or yesterday,
yesterday,
didn't you?
Yeah.
I've never heard of anybody doing this.
Dude, I am fighting a battle with Amazon. First of all, I love Amazon. I use them regularly. I have literally
you guys
never.
Are besties.
You guys are pals. You got them on speed dial. I have never had a problem with my deliveries. Up until, like, the last 2 weeks where, and this is not their fault, but I did have a package stolen. Again, that's not their fault.
But
I wasn't home.
They came through and, like.
They totally came through.
Got you.
Which was fantastic. They didn't even reimburse me. They sent me the same thing again. Awesome. I love it. That being said, you know how Amazon has drivers now that don't show up in the Amazon trucks? It's almost like Uber Eats, but for your packages now,
yes,
they show up
yeah.
in the.
Yeah,
it's like a rando Civic.
Yes,
yeah.
It's like a civilian car.
Yeah.
So those are the last two deliveries that have been made to me. Totally fine. However, one of them, they had a woman, and it looked like her child sitting in the front seat with the child directing where to go. Now, because I had a package stolen recently. When I am home, I realize that I can track my package, and it is like very good tracking that Amazon has. So when it pops up and says, hey, you have you're in the next five stops or whatever, I'm kind of looking out my window, making sure we're good. So I just get my package on time. And so the other day, that package was delivered to the wrong house. And I saw the little daughter point to the other house and say, go to that one. And I was like, well, I don't love that. And then yesterday, a driver stopped in front of my house for like 3 minutes. I'm like, yay, package is here. So excited. And then just drives off. Oh. And meanwhile, I'm looking at my phone. It's like, you're this stop. Congratulations.
Right. I am this stop.
And I'm like, hello, I'm this stop. And so I'm like, I need what I needed. I was like, I want my package today. Like, it's supposed to be delivered today. I want it. So I got in my car and I tracked
you
him down
him.
From two blocks away. Again, thanks, Amazon. We can track you really easily now.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Great service. I mean, seriously, great service.
Did you roll up on him?
So I do, and I stop right. I almost corner him, you guys, and I felt so bad because I pulled up, not behind him. The way that my neighborhood works is I pulled up in front of him. So I'm like boxing him in, and I'm like, this guy's probably like, what? Am I about to be robbed?
I know.
And I go, hey, I'm so sorry. Not to be weird, but I was tracking my package. It said that I was the next stop. And I go, you stopped in front of my house and then just drove off. And he was like, he gave me no explanation. He goes, oh, yeah. Yeah, here it is in the truck. And I was like, hello?
What was like, that all about then? They just decided to bail on you?
That's all he said. So I was like, was there a problem or anything? And he goes, no, I was just going to come around and give it. And I was like, what does that mean? But then I think he was like some super chill guy because
he's a chill guy.
He gave me the package and he goes, here you go, bro, and gave me like the hang loose sign. And I was like,
funny.
What are we doing here? I was like, thanks, bro. I appreciate it.
Thanks for just skipping me.
It was the weirdest interaction I've ever had. No explanation. Dude looked like, I don't know. I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah,
he looked like
anything.
He was a chill dude.
He
looked
like he was a chill
really
guy.
Chill he was just
dude.
Like, you know, I don't feel like getting out of this stop, yeah,
right?
And
it was
this
snowing.
This guy will be fine without his
so
deodorant.
I was like, okay, maybe you didn't want to snow, or, you know, get out in the snow. But then I was like, thanks for the package. I tracked him down. So
that's,
Amazon.
That's a mighty bold move, actually.
Really
I don't think
is.
I would have done that.
But I was also like, I have my ID. I'm like, I'm not stealing from you, sir.
Yeah.
I have my ID.
Yeah.
This is me. So I made sure, and I was really nice about it. But I was like, I want my package.
You also, if you've alluded to, have had some issues with Amazon this last, you know,
maybe they're lifting your packages. You're probably ordering really good stuff, I guess.
I am. I'm dropping some cash. Yeah. So Amazon, give me my darn package.
Yeah.
I got funny. It, though. We're good.
He could have got out of that car and punched you right in the
I
face.
Know.
And I probably would have deserved it. I tracked him down. I mean, I'm not mad. It's all
so
good.
Nah,
so funny. Well, there you go, guys. There's a little update into our world here. Jeremy, Katie, Josh, Mix 100. Every Friday, we like to do a little something called PMI. It's a positive, a minus, and something just a tad bit interesting to start your day. I think Katie has the P today.
I do, and it's going to make you smile. We have this story about 14-year-old Stanley. So he is a kiddo who plays hockey and actually is battling a brain tumor. So the Make-A-Wish Foundation wanted to make one of his dreams come true. So Stanley says meeting Colorado Avalanche captain Gabriel Landeskog, better than going to Hawaii, were his exact words. And he says he's inspired by Gabe because they're similar in their comeback stories. So Stanley had to take last season off because, again, he's a hockey player and he had to battle that brain tumor. And Landy also had to battle his way back from that knee injury.
3 years missed,
He sees very, you know, he just says that he could see himself a lot in the captain there. So Stanley was introduced before the game last night, and it was a really big deal. You see the smile on his face.
Oh.
Like, it's enough to bring a
makes
smile to yours as
yeah.
well. Yeah. And that game, by the way, the Avs beat the Senators 8-2. So
crushed
that was
them.
A very good game for a little old Stanley there.
And I think what the Avs do, they're really cool. It's a really cool thing they do. They call it Av for a Day. So you kind of become an Avalanche mini player for a day, and you get to meet the players along with Gabe Landeskog, tour the facility, be in the locker room.
Can I ride
room.
The Zamboni?
I'm sure
you can. If that's your wish, I'm sure you can.
It is my wish.
Which, by the way, I just found out some Zambonis are $300,000.
Yeah.
Crazy.
They're
didn't know that.
They're pretty spendy.
I was like, they
sure.
go so slow.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a really cool thing that they do that the Avalanche organization and all other NHL and pro sports teams do, if that is your wish. So
that's
shout
really
out
neat.
To him. That's
really
awesome.
Special.
Yeah, it is very
it.
Special. Very and cool. definitely shout out to Stanley, who's doing well. And again,
an
looking,
aptly named Stanley Cup. That's awesome.
And he was
Come
named
on,
after
Stanley.
The Stanley Cup, and he's looking back to get into hockey. So,
that's
you know,
awesome.
We're all just giving our best wishes to Stanley and his family. And go, Avs, go.
Yeah.
Go, Avs, go.
That's a good positive.
I have a minus today, and this one is interesting, and it's kind of personal to me because my mom falls into this category. But 1/3 of January-born adults cancel their own birthday parties because they just feel like nobody wants to show up. And that makes me... I know, it makes me really
sad. I have somebody in my life that has a January birthday, and we're kind of like, oh, we just had Christmas.
I know, you're kind of right? Out.
And then on top of that, for those that are in relationships and everything, they're like, well, Valentine's Day is coming up. And especially if it is a spouse, they're like, I'll just celebrate you in two weeks or whatever.
So, I just got you a present.
It's always hard, because it's like, I just bought them a bunch of stuff. Now I'm going to buy more presents?
And the sad part is, it says, of the January adults that don't cancel their birthdays, the people that RSVP, 50% of those RSVPers cancel like a week leading up to their birthday celebration. So if you don't cancel it on your own, people are going to cancel it for you. And that makes me so sad because my mom is a January birthday. And I love celebrating other people's birthdays so much more than I care about mine.
Yeah.
So when I see this, I'm like, oh, that makes me so sad. I want to celebrate you.
What'd
guys.
What'd you get her for her birthday?
Love. I haven't gotten her anything yet.
Oh,
but it's the very end of January. So I got like 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
I got 2 weeks to cancel. So
it is funny, though, that they look at the calendar and they're like, ugh, a birthday. We just had the holidays. Hell
no. Like that.
I'm out. I'll be sick that day.
I'm out. Well, everybody's party pooped from
and
it.
And people like, are all on their resolution. So birthday parties usually have cake and all the goodies and stuff. And people are trying to avoid that. So, yeah, I can see a lot of that playing into it.
So shout out to all you January B-Day babies. We love you. And we're probably not going to tell you happy birthday.
Yeah. We'll tell you. We
hard
just won't
pass.
Come.
We won't come. Yeah, there you go.
Well, speaking of resolutions, today is Happy Quitter's Day. It is the day that you are most likely to drop your New Year's resolution. They say it's always the second Friday in January because we just can't make it one more weekend with no pizza or drinking. And 2 weekends, not going to happen. Not happening at all. So a study in 2024 found that 80% of us start losing steam by Quitter's Day. So if your resolution is still going strong, you guys, feel free to act all high and mighty today, I guess. I didn't do any New Year's resolutions.
No?
I have that. I just have a mantra that I'm a chill guy.
You're a chill guy.
But other than that, I think that's
easy to not quit.
I just be a chill guy.
Mine also is the to be amused rather than annoyed, and things have been hilarious to me, so
really?
I feel like I'm doing a really good job, too. I'm on it.
You're on the hilarious journey. So a survey done just before Christmas found the top resolutions this year were to exercise more, be happier, eat healthier, and save money. So I don't know if you're still doing it. Congratulations. They say, but if you are slipping, what you might want to try is a punch card, just like the loyalty cards, like at a sandwich or pizza shop.
Oh, that's cool.
The idea is kind of simple. Instead of your vague work resolutions like work out more or doom scroll less or whatever, create little punch cards tied to specific habits that you want to keep this year. And each time you complete the habit, like maybe you do hit the gym, I guess, you hit the little punch or you stamp it to check off a square. And then when your card is full, that's when you kind of reward yourself by going out and getting wasted or something. But it's kind of like baby steps. It's biting off a little bit, you know? I can't see anybody doing this, but it's a good idea, so says the internet.
It's a good idea. And it's one of those things like chipping away at it. When you see the progress, like physically see the progress you're making, that makes you want to keep going so much more. Like that's why people stop the New Year's resolution of working out, because they're like, I didn't lose 20 pounds in the first week. And you're like, you got to just keep chipping away. I like the idea.
You like the punch card?
I don't think I would ever
utilize it. I would never do it. I think I'd be part of the quitters club.
Good choice.
Done.